This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome to Tuesday, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello,
hey,
Godbro.
Buzzo. How are you, bro?
I'm well. How are we?
Oh, I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but we've got a royal baby.
I know. I'm surprised because you've never been into the royals.
No.
And before we came to our meeting today, I chose not to talk about the royal baby because I thought you'd go roll your eyes and go,
yeah. Two things that bore me most in this world, the royal baby and the election.
Yeah.
As soon as we have to elect a royal, shoot me.
And then all of a sudden you went, I've got an idea.
Yep, because I've worked out.
I was so excited.
I worked out how to get all the boredom of royal baby stuff and mix it with the fun of punting and make it accessible for everybody, and that's what we're doing up next.
Yeah, right now. Though,
we know what the sex of the baby is already. There's no point doing that. Yep.
I am going to go back to the whiteboard and I have something exciting and new for you next.
You got 3 minutes. Well, we'll do Bruno Mars. That's what I like. Carrie and Tommy right across Australia. Welcome to the show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
We need some royal music. Do you have some royal music? Yes, there we go. We need a bit of Prince Harry because if we're going to talk royal baby, we need to hear from the new dad himself.
I haven't been at many births. this is definitely my first birth. But it was amazing, absolutely incredible. And as I said, I'm so incredibly proud of my wife.
You've got to say that, don't you?
We do. We need details. I think not 100% sure. I think it was 7 pounds 3. Not totally sure. Yes, I'm getting the thumbs up. Seventh in line to the throne. A boy.
Seventh?
Yep, seventh.
Who gets it?
What do you mean?
Who's first?
The other children. Like, is George.
Is Charles first?
Louis.
Is he
and,
first?
Yeah. There's loads.
And then William.
This guy can party through life. He's never going to have any responsibility. He's like the Harry.
That's great.
He's like Harry. That's why Harry's
You'd
so
want
awesome.
That. You'd hate being third.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a chance.
A few people that have to bat before you. But night's coming and you're like, oh, don't get 2 wickets. Let me just take my pads off and go home.
I love that Woman's Day printed the other day. It's a girl and her name's Diana. It's a boy, actually. And it doesn't have a name yet. We will find out in the next few days.
Here's where the fun kicks in, Bickmore. I thought, you know what I love with races? Mm-hmm. I love a sweep, right? Because everyone gets involved and you just pick
like
a name out of a hat.
Yep. You don't even go to the race. You don't even live in Melbourne, but you're part of the sweep.
You go to
the race and you live in Melbourne, but most other people don't.
Sorry, I forgot. Sometimes I have trouble distinguishing whether you're talking to me or Australia.
I'm rarely talking to you.
Yeah. You're looking at me and talking to Australia.
I mean, if I could eyeball all of them, I would. Yeah. But you're the one that's here.
So I thought, why not have a sweep?
It fun.
Gets people like me who have no interest in the royal baby.
Yep.
We get involved in royal hysteria and we get to pretend it's all for the right reason.
Because there's already betting on like a couple of names.
Yes.
So you
Alexander,
can pick like 10 names or something.
Yep. Alexander is the favourite at the moment. But I thought Alexander, too obvious. What if they have done what I like to do, which is type in your name to the Wu-Tang name generator? And if that is the case, we are headed for our first royal called Tiger Fist Alarming.
Wow.
Not bad.
Not a chance.
Okay.
No. Here's I mean, it could be a different name, though. Are there any rules around what they call it? Can they just call it whatever? Because Meghan's bucking the system in lots of ways.
Surely no. I reckon it would be like any password. So no forward slashes, no...
apostrophes.
No, yeah, no apostrophes, no dollar signs.
No numbers.
Kesha would be screwed.
Like no south, north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'd love a silent letter.
I reckon it's going to be Frederick.
Do you?
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We have 100 names. Producer Belle, you've been loving this process, haven't you?
100
so
names?
Much.
Yeah, because I wanted to do Australia's.
I thought that was a joke.
No, I wanted to do Australia's biggest sweep. And I don't know how
that's
big that is. I didn't do the research.
We're not taking 100 calls, are we?
We're going to take a few. Belle is out there on the phones and she's also had to put these names in. Belle, I've gotten rid of 95 to 100 because I wanted to put in 5 of my own suggestions.
No, and then people might get those names.
They might get those names,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, that's unfair.
No. Great names. Iconic names. I've gone with the last names of the starting 5 of the original basketball dream team. So number 96 is Jordan. 97, Pippen, 98, Ewing, 99, Johnson, and 100, and I've got a pretty good feeling about this one, Malone.
Belle's freaking out there. Are you right, Belle?
Little Prince Malone.
What's going on?
Well, she's got to take 100 calls. That's what's going on.
As soon as Tommy started rattling them out, you should have seen her face, just like all the colour from her face just drained out of it.
Yeah.
What about Thomas? Because her dad's Thomas?
Well. I'm very keen on a royal Thomas.
Yes. Tom.
Have you put...
Oh, that's because it's your name. I just realised why you liked Thomas. Yep. Are you actually Thomas or you're Tommy?
I'm Thom, which is strange.
All right, start calling now, 131060. After this, we're going to take your calls.
Let's take one now because I'm excited.
Okay. We haven't finished cutting.
No,
quick,
I just realised that as I went.
No, we'll take...
No, I can take one.
Okay. Kate, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, are we going to get Kate to pick a number that she wants?
No, I'm picking him out of... You don't understand how a sweep works!
Why is a sweep so confusing?
Kate, we have spoken about this all afternoon, which is why I'm blue in the face, and the guys do not still understand how a sweep works.
Okay.
I've put all the names into a bowl here, Kate. I will pick them out as per every sweep that's ever been done.
I've never seen you do arts and crafts before. This is quite funny.
You've never involved gambling in the show before.
All right.
Kate, congratulations. You have, out of the hat here, number 81... You are down for Liam.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Liam. That's actually not a good option.
Should we finish the sweep now?
No, we shouldn't.
Because that's not how a sweep
works.
Let's quickly take
Luke and then we'll go to a song. Luke, you have...
Luke, welcome to...
Hi, drum roll.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, drum roll. Oh,
don't tell me how to do my job, Luke.
Ooh, you have Carter, Luke.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Thank you. If you'd like to get involved in Australia's biggest ever royal sweep.
Have we got something to give? Like, we're going to find out in 2 days what the answer is.
I've been trying to explain a sweep to you all afternoon. I did not have time to organise a prize.
I've got a prize here. We're going to give away an Endota voucher. You know, the spas.
Oh, great.
So much fun. Yeah. Give the gift of time for Mother's Day.
And you can gift that on for Mother's Day. Then you don't have to buy a gift.
Absolutely. Or take it for yourself because Endota is amazing. 131060, if you want to be a part of our royal baby name sweep, give us a call. We'll take your next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What's also almost happened in summer in London is a royal baby has been born.
That's correct.
It is a boy.
What's also happened in a season in London. It is a boy.
It is. Do you reckon we could get one of the first, when we're over there, the first interviews with new dad Harry? Or maybe
I thought it's going to be a quiet one.
That's all right.
We could just say
good
we
radio.
Did. Yeah. We just get Adelaide to just make some noises into a microphone. Hey, we've got 2 days, we reckon,
until they release the name.
So we thought, let's have Australia's biggest ever sweep.
You thought.
I thought. Yep. And then the rest of the team went, how does a sweep work? Oh, no, how's a sweep? And we've gone into full meltdown all afternoon.
You couldn't have made this more complicated.
It's so easy. You guys have never done a sweep before. All we got is 100 names in a bowl and then people like gorgeous Nicole ring up.
Yeah.
It's because you make it difficult when I say we're going to put in 5 names ourselves.
This is not interesting to people. Take that.
I have to deal with off air.
Oh, God, this is so boring.
Because then I left space for us to put our own suggestions in.
Yes.
And then you went, but mine are already on the list.
Hello, Nicole.
Not interesting.
Hello.
Nicole.
I'll let you guys work it out.
Yeah, no, we'll do that off air.
Hey, can I ask Nicole, before you give her the name that she gets, what do you think they'll call the baby?
I like Alexander as well, and I'm also thinking Christian maybe.
Ooh, okay. Let's see what Nicole gets.
Well, the beautiful thing about a sweep is you have no control over it, Nicole.
No.
Because both names are on our list. So there's a chance she could get one of them.
Yes, but you have drawn number 98. That is the name
put
in.
Oh, no.
Ewing.
Ewing.
Good luck, Nicole.
We were never going to speak to you again, Nicole, because you're definitely not one. But call anytime.
Tom, you great man. G'day.
How you going?
Living the dream. Tom, are you ready?
I am ready. Never been more ready.
Never been more ready. Tom, oh my gosh, because we've got our first favourite out of the hat.
Oh, wow.
Because we have the top names in there, Tom, as well. So hopefully we want the sweep to go off. You have one of the favourites. At number 4, Tom, your name in the sweep for the royal baby is Albert.
Ooh.
Oh, lovely.
Baby Birdie.
Birdie.
Okay.
Awesome. Should we go to Mary?
Mary.
Hi. How you
going? Number 79, you have Benjamin. Mary.
Oh,
that's a good name.
Not bad.
That's not bad. Benji.
Not bad.
Benji was one of the names I wanted if I had a boy and you chick-canned it. Yeah. Okay.
But I've since come around to the name.
You have?
And I think it's fantastic. Hello to all the Benjis listening. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, you have drawn number 50, Ajax.
Oh, that's no good.
That's not yours. I'm not sure if that's the review of our radio show or the name. Both are correct at this stage. One Ajax. More. You'd want to be a clean freak with Ajax, wouldn't you?
You would. It would be more comical if you weren't. Angela. What's
Angela, welcome to the tough room at the moment.
Hello.
What do you think, Angela, before we give you your name? What would you pick?
I would love for them to call it Spencer.
Oh, too bad you've got Felix.
Yes, but Spencer, no, go on, Angela. Why do you want Spencer?
I love it because it's Diana's surname and it would just be so beautiful. And then they could have a girl and call it Diana.
Good on you, Ange. You've still got Felix.
Do you work for Women's Day? That sounds like something Women's Day would say.
One more?
No,
Simone?
Yep.
Good.
Hello.
You've
Ange
got Felix.
Still chatting.
Simone, congratulations. You've got Oliver quite high up on the list.
Good name, Simone.
Nice name.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice name.
It is a nice name, isn't it?
Lucky she said that, not, oh.
Yeah, we're going to continue. We're going to take a few more off air, a few more tomorrow. Then
we're going to be playing this for the rest of the year to get through 100.
Should we keep going?
Not now.
Okay.
No, our boss is saying yes. Do you think this is good radio? I don't.
I'm really swept up in this.
Well done.
Finally someone gets
okay,
a sweep.
Keep calling 131060. We'll take your calls throughout the show.
Yeah, and we're going to give away to the winner a $300 voucher to spend at Indota. Gift the gift of time. 131060. If you want to be a part of our royal baby suite.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We have to treat the Spice Girls in a if we build it, they will come type attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And welcome, firstly, to the show. This is the home of Australia's largest royal baby sweep. Now, what I was going to do here a bit more, I promised you a Spice Girls update.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was going to do is, you know when radio stations do those big promotions, they have lots of voices of listeners going, oh, my God, Spice Girls are the best in the world.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Spice Girls are like the best. I can't wait to see this.
Carrie and Tommy at the Spice Girls.
So I was going to get all people to ring in and to tell us, you know, why, how much they love Spice Girls and stuff so we could cut that together and show our boss we've already got the people.
Yeah, we've already got the promo.
We need to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
But our phones are jammed because everybody wants to get in on the Royal Baby Sweep.
Yeah.
So, Elise, are you ringing because you love the Spice Girls or do you want to get in on the Royal Baby Sweep?
Both. Can I have both?
You can have
both. Because I think the people that love the Royal Baby and love the Spice Girls are one and the same.
Okay, that's a good theory. Elise, 60, number 60, you are Rocket. That is your name on the Royal Baby Sweep.
How do you feel about that, Elise?
I'll go with that.
Yeah,
and Elise, before we let you go, we need a line about the Spice Girls. Can you just go, oh, I love the Spice Girls so much.
Oh, I love the Spice Girls so much.
Amazing, Elise.
Amazing. I used to have it on tape when I was younger. I used to love it.
See, you just need a natural reaction from Elise. Yeah, none of the stuff you feed it.
That's great.
Okay, Carla, how are you feeling? What's your tip for a baby name, a royal baby name?
Look, I am thinking maybe a Harry Jr.
A Harry Jr.
Mm. Yeah.
What has Carla got?
Carla, first of all, I'm scheduled bail after I give you a name. I need some Spice Girls audio from you, please.
Okay. Now?
Yes, please.
Yep. I love the Spice Girls and I hope they come to Australia.
The Spice Girls and I really want Carrie and Tommy to go to London.
Yeah, great.
Oh, you want to go to London? Well, you
I mean, it would probably benefit all of you if we brought them here, but that's not what this is about.
Oh, sorry. Look, okay, I'll go again.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love the Spice Girls and I hope Carrie, Tommy and Carla get to go to London to see them.
Well done,
Carla.
And for your troubles, you can have name number 20 in the sweep, Brody.
That is yours, Brody. Carla.
She sounds impressed. Let's go to Peter. G'day, Peter. Are you ringing for the Spice Girls or are you ringing for the Royal Baby name?
I'm ringing for the Royal Baby name. I think it's an outstanding idea, Tommy. She's bigger than the Melbourne Cup.
Thank you. Really appreciate it, Pete. Nice to have a dreamer on board, unlike all these other dream crushes
naysayers
that are surrounding me,
yep,
the naysayers. Pete, for your, and you know what? I got a name that wasn't very good, so I'll put it back in.
Digging back in for Pete.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a Pippin.
Peter, you've got one of the, it's not one of the close favourites, but it's in the next kind of circle. You have the name Earl.
Earl
of Windsor.
And Pete, sorry to do this to you. We're going to need some Spice Girls audio from you as well. Thank you.
We love the Spice Girls.
Pete.
That is great stuff, Pete.
One
Thank
more.
You,
we've got time for one more.
Yes, we do. Yep. Christine, are you ringing for the Spice Girls or for the Royal Baby Sweep?
I'm going to say for both. I started ringing for the because, you know, Spice Girls have got a song called Baby Come Round.
Do they? I don't know that one.
1997.
Yeah. Oh, Christine.
Yeah, Baby Come Round. And I would like James.
You don't understand the sweet either,
I do understand the sweet, Tommy. And it was a really brilliant idea of yours.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And for your troubles, I've gone back in as well, and I've picked your name that is not one of the favourites, but I think it's quite nice. It's John. So, Christine.
Oh, John's nice. I wanted James.
I'm aware.
I think James. I think James is a good chance, Christine, to be the actual name.
Yeah, but
James, my stepson, is 21 next year.
I have to bring you back on topic.
Hey, Christine, if you don't like our sweep,
Can't go worse than ours, Christine.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Australia's biggest royal baby name sweep, Sally. Sally, are you ringing for the sweep?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations. You're number 21, which is Brandon.
Ah, thank you. That is my nephew's little name.
Well, congratulations.
I'm really glad you said that very swiftly, because Tommy has a habit of saying his opinion on names and really offending people.
No, so. Brandon was from 90210.
He was my favourite. Yeah. I liked him, not Dylan.
Should we do some news?
We should do some news.
Let's do bits.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I want to start with the Met Gala. You think the shark has jumped in the Met Gala. You're not into it at all. But if you are in, what?
I don't think it's the shark that jumps.
You know what I meant.
It's Fonzie that jumps over them.
The shark, yep. Anyway.
Sorry, mate.
You think we've moved on from the Met Gala, which, let's be honest, a lot of people don't care about the Met Gala. If they care about the Met Gala, it's only for the outfits.
Yes.
Okay, so go onto our Instagram account, at Carrie Tommy Show, if you just want to see some crazy fashion.
How did they rate this year?
Well, I actually thought pretty cool. Harry Styles. So the theme of this year was camp chic.
Like a camping?
No, not like camouflage or tents or campfire, nothing like that.
Boy Scouts?
No. Harry Styles, though, went as kind of a feminine...
Campfire?
He wore earrings and heels. He chose to wear a black lace top with sheer sleeves.
That'd be no good in the bush.
No, I'd get caught in all the sticks and stuff.
Although the shoe could keep out mozzies. You never know.
True, like a net.
Yeah.
Anyway, he looked awesome. Hmm. Katy Perry reigned supreme. She had this, like, she literally was
Ranger
a
outfit.
She was a chandelier.
Okay.
Yep. She was, because the guy who designed it said, who hasn't been to a ball that didn't have a chandelier?
I've never seen one of the kids.
I mean, I thought that Sia would have been a chandelier.
Good.
Funny.
Great teamwork.
Yeah.
Well done, Buzz.
Knock it out of the park, big ball.
Yeah. Lady Gaga, though.
That's you setting him up. I'm Buzz knocking him down.
Lady Gaga took the cake, though. She had four different outfits in true Lady Gaga fashion. I won't go through them all.
Yeah, is one of them a meat dress?
A massive pink cape dress and ended with her wearing next to nothing. So you can check that all out online.
Is nude an outfit? Like, is it three
going
plus nude?
No, it's...
you know what I mean? Yes. Is she counting nude as an outfit?
Well, it wasn't nude. It was underwear. Lacy underwear, and that counts as an outfit.
Again, rubbish if you're camping.
Yeah. Well, if it's a hot night.
Sure.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. Okay, if you're watching Game of Thrones, don't worry. This is not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler. Can you just stop saying no spoilers? You're into ep 3 of season 1, okay?
I got a good feeling about Ned Stark. I reckon he's going to go the whole way.
Okay, not even a budget of $15 million per ep was enough to stop this blink and you'll miss it production gaffe making it to air. You know how there's somebody's job continuity on shows like this where they just have to watch to make sure everything from scene to scene to scene is continuous with no like little stuff ups, like, you know, someone's hair's up when the last scene their hair was down.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow a coffee cup has made it into an episode. So it was just sitting there on a bench, and in a statement, everyone's gone crazy about it. In a statement, HBO have confirmed the latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Rumours going around, because everyone thought it was a Starbucks coffee cup, that it was maybe product placement or something like that. But they've come out and actually said it wasn't a Starbucks coffee. It was from a local coffee shop. It was just an empty coffee cup that one of the crew had left there.
You know the great little extra tidbit of information?
Mm-hmm.
They said, how could they let this through? How could this go past all the people that should be supervising? The showrunners, so like the highest up in the production staff, are background extras in that scene. They put themselves in. They thought it'd be funny to put themselves in.
And then
forgot
to do their
job. Scene where there was a coffee cup.
Ah, funny.
Yeah.
Well, they're very smart, though. Got a lot of traction their scene, didn't it?
I know. We're talking about it. Idiots in the mainstream media.
Finally, there's been another egging.
What do you mean?
Fraser
been another
again?
Another egging. No, Scott Morrison. He was egged at the Liberal Party election campaign event. He was at the Country Women's Association in Albury.
That's where
today,
they'll get you.
And a 25-year-old
they can't use all of them for cakes.
Female egger. She was wearing a T-shirt called Feminist. She was mingling with a group of women. And then she came up and launched the egg from behind onto
launched
the back.
Launched it? Threw it?
Yep. Back of his head and neck. Here's a fun fact for you, though.
Did it smash everywhere?
It didn't crack.
Why? His egg's harder than the... No, his
egg
must
crack.
Be softer.
She threw an egg at his head and it was found later whole. How does an egg go into somebody's head, then land on the ground and still stay whole?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What?
He's an alien.
I mean, I wasn't.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Is it weird? I'm really busting to go to the toilet, right? We're in my home, but I don't feel like I can go to the bathroom.
What, the bathroom in the granny flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because Sonda's the only one that uses it.
I know,
and it's got a door that doesn't shut. I'm scared to use it as well.
I know.
It's
maybe I'll go to the neighbours.
You know how usually there's a door handle?
Yeah.
Yours just has a hole, a peak hole. I don't feel comfortable using it. It does.
It does. Anyway, I was going to say it doubles as something else.
Whoa.
Okay.
You know what's great?
What?
Australia's biggest royal baby name sweep.
I want to
Michelle,
do something else here.
I know, but Michelle, you've got through to the royal baby name sweep. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so excited.
The name you have is number 17 on the list, Butch.
Butch, oh dear.
No, you even say, oh, great.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you my story now, or are you going to take another call?
No, you go.
Okay. So you know how I'm unsteady on my feet at the best of times.
Yes.
I once fell over live on air while standing.
Some more disrespectful people, I would never say. Yeah. Some more disrespectful people might say unco.
Nah, I'm not unco.
Clumsy. Or I think a combination unco, of both. Bit of unco, bit of clumsy, smash them together. What does it equal? Bit more. But again,
clunko.
I would never say
I'm clunko.
She's clunko.
I'm clunko. So the other morning, I'd been up all night with Addie. She's not sleeping very well at the moment. And I thought, you know what? I told myself I was going to get up and go to the gym this morning. I should go to the gym. So I dragged my sorry ass to the gym.
Mum.
Get there.
Above and beyond.
Yeah. I just thought, if I don't do this, then the week's going to start and it'll be another week until I go again and all I'll do is complain a week about how unfit I feel. So I get there and there's a whole bunch of very fit, awake people.
Yeah.
Right?
Gym
and
people.
I'm about to take part. Actually, it's the place that we're going to do our Point to Pinnacle training with. You know how we're doing the world's toughest half marathon?
The guy couldn't finish. I'm not doing my training.
Don't talk him about like that. What? He's awesome. You're doing your training with him.
I have no doubt that he's awesome. But
you keep trash talking him like that and he's going to whip your ARSE. I've already said it once. I'm not going to say it twice in one break.
Ass? Yeah. Mate, you said the S word before. I can't believe I'm saying the S word.
Anyway, so I was training there and all the boxes were lined up because part of the training was box jumps where you jump up onto the box.
Yep.
I haven't been box jumping because my pelvic floor wouldn't allow it, but I'm back, baby.
Buzz used to be quite the box jumper back in the day.
Did he?
Yeah. Didn't you?
No.
I thought you told me your vertical leap was massive.
That was definitely not me.
Okay. I apologize.
Because he's quite short, maybe just a leap seemed like a massive leap.
Oh, look at that little one fly.
Yeah. Anyway, ready? Session starts. It's a 40-minute thing that they're about to do. Music starts. Away we go. First go, jump up on the box, miss the box, land like ass.
Miss the box?
Miss the box, land on a kettlebell.
Oh.
Do you know what a kettlebell is? One of those hard metal things weighing like 12 kilos.
Yeah.
Landed on it.
On where?
On my hip side. I've got a massive bruise.
How did you miss the box?
Mate, I was tired. I was barely like awake, right? The whole box.
You didn't even clip a bit of the box.
Oh, I clipped a bit of the box.
Yeah.
But missed landing on it.
Yeah. That can happen.
Yeah. So I turned around, thought, nobody saw. Yeah.
Everybody.
And the lady next, only the lady next to me. Everyone else is too busy doing their box jumps. Yeah. Lady next to me, she goes, did you roll yet? Are you okay? And I was like, good. I'm fine. But so much so that I wanted to pretend because it's so humiliating that I was fine, that I kept doing the class
in
so much pain, including the running around the block. And every time I landed, I just felt this shooting pain up my leg. And then I got home and pulled my pants down and I have the most enormous bruise. Look, that's why you shouldn't go to the gym.
No.
It's just flat out why you shouldn't go to the gym.
So you're out of action now? Is it enough to put you out of action?
I mean, it is. A year, I'd say.
We're out of Point to Pinnacle then. That's fine.
Oh, no. Till then.
Okay.
We're still doing Point to Pinnacle. Anyway, I want to know about gym stacks. What went down at the gym? Now, I know you're into this as well, because we came up with a little opener for our segment today. Did a bit of brainstorming. This is what we came up. Prince Ali, fabulous. Prince Ali, Baba.
Jim Jury's, Jim and Jury's, Jim Jury's.
Jim injuries.
Jim juries.
Jim juries. So call us 131060 and tell us, share with us your gym jury.
We might even chuck you in the royal baby suite. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. We are doing this. Prince Ali, fabulous. Prince Ali, Baba.
Jim juries, Jim and juries, Jim juries.
I tried to jump up on a box, tried to do box jumps at the gym. Yeah. I missed the box.
You missed the box.
Landed on
the
kettlebell, lost my dignity and feeling in my left leg.
How's the box?
Box is, look.
In pieces, never to be used again?
The best that it's been in a few months, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's recovering well. Okay. It reminded me, though, it's not the first time I've hurt myself at the gym. I chipped my tooth once at the gym.
Did you?
Yeah, I was doing burpees and my necklace flipped up and hit me in the teeth.
Why are you wearing a necklace to the gym?
Well, because I just have my necklace on all the time, this silver thing, and it hit up and
oh, yeah, that's
hit
a real tooth chipper. You've got a little bar on the end of it.
Yeah, and it chipped my tooth.
Wow. Yeah. One of the front ones.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Elle, tell us about your gym jury.
I was also doing box jumps at the gym with my personal trainer at that, and I had been doing them for months with her. We decided to go to the next step to a bigger box, and I missed first go and dislocated and broke my wrist.
I should be happy with just a bruise, L.
Yeah. Three surgeries later, I'm never going to have proper motion in my wrist again.
Oh, my God. Well, the moral of that story is, don't jump boxes. That's,
I feel like box jumping is a bad idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Definitely.
Good. Remove that
or
from
if you're going to jump a box, wear wrist guards and maybe no necklaces. Elle, would you like to be in the royal baby sweep?
Yeah.
You have...
that was enthusiasm.
Why not?
Yeah. You have number 27, Charles.
Ooh.
Is your
Charles.
Name there.
Little Charlie. Cute. Natalie, what's your gym jury?
Hi. So I was doing walking lunges, one of the first times I'd ever been to the gym, and I was in agony holding weights, walking across the room, and instead of looking up, I was looking at my feet and stood up and pretty much knocked myself out on a squatting bar. I stood up and headbutted it on the top of my head, and I wasn't allowed to do anything for probably about an hour.
Now, did it split your head open?
No. It didn't move, though, so I don't know what was on it, but it was bloody heavy.
Oh, ouch.
Now, just to ease the pain, would you like to be in the royal baby sweep?
Sounds good.
Okay, you're not enthusiastic, but you might be once you hear your name, because it is what some people would call a favourite, and I'd call those people ill-informed. Number 13, you have Snoop Dogg.
Hey, Keithy, before you tell us your gym jury, do you want to be in the sweep? I feel like you would love to be in the sweep.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, you've got name number 15, Wyatt, is your...
What's that, sorry? Name...
Wyatt.
15, Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Is the name. If we have a royal, if we have a Prince Wyatt, you will hit the roof.
Yep. It'd be good, cute if there was a Prince Keithy.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
What happened at the gym, Keith?
I dropped a 20-kilo plate square on the end of my toes.
Oh, my God. Did they break?
Yeah, I busted my big toe in three places.
Oh! Has it, healed? How long ago was this?
2 weeks ago.
Oh!
Are you crutching around or is it...
No, I'm just wearing a boot, like a boot.
Did it go black?
Oh, hell yeah, black and blue all up. So you couldn't see my toes. It all swelled up.
Oh my God.
You know how it is when you're at the gym and you're, doing your weights and it's... It lands in I'm all good. That was nothing. I'm
All right, so we had to get rid of that last bit of audio. Keithy said a naughty word on the radio, but we never...
Naughty word. He just said the word I'd say if I dropped something on my toe.
Can we quickly have one last time for a call? We don't have time. We can't. Oh, I really wanted to hear Storm's story. You'll have to save for another day when we do gym juries again, Storm.
Yeah, it's definitely coming back. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Katie Langbrook joins us now.
Have you got royal baby fever, Katie?
Well, I love the mystery of it, Carrie Bickmore.
It's very peculiar, isn't it, how they announced that she was in labour, but the baby was already born by that stage, and they thought she was here, but apparently she was in a secret hospital. I just find the mystery continues with Nutmeg.
Don't you think, though, all of that meant that she got to go to the hospital, have her baby, come home, and no one followed her, no one saw anything, and she got to do it privately? See?
Possibly, but I find it very hard to believe. Like, Frogmore Cottage is in the middle of, like, nowhere. It's quite easy to see the ins and outs, isn't it?
But
like
no
in the labour ward, Timmy, Tommy.
Timmy.
You've had a big weekend, haven't you?
Timmy's here.
I've had a massive weekend.
He's on another network.
Timmy.
I've had a massive. Oh, Tommy's always on another network too, but that doesn't stop him showing up on ours every day.
The reason we ask you whether you're into the royal baby is because Tommy is in the middle of conducting
Australia's biggest ever royal baby sweep. We have the top.
What do you mean?
We're picking names out of a hat. If you're another person I have to explain a sweep to,
100 names. No, you call out and Tommy gives you a name.
Well, you'd be the first in my team to understand a sweep. It's been a hell of an afternoon,
no,
Katie.
But the baby's already born.
Yeah, but we don't have the name yet.
Okay, all right. Well, pull me out.
Okay, here we go. You've got number 47, David.
Yeah.
So if David's correct.
I don't want
that's
it.
Too bad.
You don't like again. It now.
We just
I don't like being called the wrong name, but apparently we're not all getting what we want today.
We've got Storm on the line. Storm, you were actually calling about gym injuries before, but we didn't get your call. But do you want to participate in the Royal Baby Sweep instead?
Yeah, of course.
You get one of
Storm, you won't like what you're given by Tommy, sometimes known as Timmy Little.
You might, Storm, because this name is, once again, not one of the top five favourites, but up there.
Okay.
Frederick.
I don't mind that name.
Storm, that's my pick because I think it's going to be a little Freddy.
See, to all the people listening, all we have to do is get my name right and I might be good to you in this.
Hey, Storm, before we let you go, now that we've got you, what happened at the gym?
So I was using the assisted squatting machine in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
And I had one of those fancy crop tops on where they have like mesh at the front.
Yep,
and
sexy.
I had both my nipples pierced and as I was doing it, they slipped down. Oh, so instead of thinking about it, I just yanked it straight up.
Hang on. Did it rip the nipple piercing out?
Oh. Well, it didn't rip them completely out, but they were a bit bloody. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
Use the word tender.
Tender.
The nipples
tender. More than tender.
And so what's happened, Storm? Just piercings out and never piercing anything again? Or...
Oh, no, I'll probably still keep piercing things, just, like, not wearing mesh. That's probably my...
Have you ever done an injury at the gym, Kate?
Oh, Carrie, do I look like I've ever been to a gym?
Yeah,
have you ever ripped out a nipple piercing, Kate?
Right, we have good to get out of here.
I can imagine you having your belly button pierced. Do you have a pierced belly button?
I did. I had it pierced twice and it was a disaster.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was a disaster.
You got two separate piercings?
Yes, I got it done and then it got infected, which is so attractive, an infected belly button piercing. From a massage I had in Bali where her fingernail hooked under that. You know, they have that long little fingernail? Yeah, let's terrible.
Let's do that tomorrow. 13:10:60. What happened when you got a massage in Bali? That's great.
All right, here's you, Kate. They're next.
You could run that.
Something that is definitely happening tomorrow. We'll continue our royal baby name sweep. Have a good afternoon, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.